Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Sports Lounge. I am your host, Michael Horn, our host here of the show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Mike, how are you? Good to see you. I've been gone for the last week.
Yeah, I'm back now. You were a little, we had a best of last week with you talking about a lot of things in your life, but this was a big deal in your life. You got to a family reunion, correct?
I did. I had a great time. My daughter called me a couple weeks ago and said, I want you to fly into Taos, New Mexico. I've never been there and probably won't go back.
Why not?
Have you been to Taos?
Yeah, no, I've never been to Taos. I almost went with you, but I've never been there before.
Anyway, I flew in there. They were very kind to send for me. I got in there, and for 4 days I was with my grandkids and some family members. You know, there's a lot of haves, you know, ex with the husband who,
so it's great.
Everything was okay?
Yeah,
it was wonderful. The weather was terrific. I'm glad I'm back. You know, it's always good to go away, but also great to come back.
Your daughter Kate has been on the show. She's fantastic. Uh-huh. But the grandkids were there also, right?
Emma and Ellie were there, and it's one thing to see them on when they Skype you on the phone,
sure.
But it's another thing to be with them. They're just young ladies now.
They were young ladies before. They have really grown up more now.
Well, they're 13 and 11 respectively, and they have mannerisms of much older.
Yeah. So it was fun. It was good.
It was beautiful.
The food good? I mean, you are the kind of guy that likes to have salmon. You like to have really good. I mean, look at you. You're in great playing shape. So was the food good, or did they have hamburgers? Because your daughter, Kate, loves burgers.
Well, we got by, but the
what
point,
does that mean?
The point is that, there was no In-N-Outs.
Yeah.
You know? But the point is that the entire town was shut down because of this COVID thing.
Yeah.
So... what are you going to do? Each state is differently. That state runs things accordingly, and I don't agree with it. So we went without food sometimes, and sometimes we had some.
So you had a family reunion without food?
Well, no. We made sure that we were able to do that.
Stay with us here in the Sports Lounge. We'll be right back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-525-7454. 855-525-7454. That's 855-525-7454.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
Welcome back here to the Sports Loungers. Truly Michael Horn, but I'm not the star of the show. The star is the all-pro defensive end.
Oh, yes, you are, Mike.
The acting legend. I'm telling you, we call him Sultan, the Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The all-pro defensive end, the star of Hunter, Land's End, Agent X, Crisis, you name it, he's done it. The one and only Fred Dreyer.
Well, it's great to be with you. As I left off, I don't want to bury Taos, New Mexico.
No.
After my visit. I was only there for 4 days. But I was very surprised. Here it is. It's March, and it's a popular place to go. And
Taos in March?
The entire hill was open.
Are they skiing there? Do they ski?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, so it's
everything.
Resort.
They've got enough snow to do everything.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing is that the town itself was not ready to hold the capacity of people. So there was Sunday and Monday. I left Monday.
Well, how many people did you have at the reunion?
Well, Sunday and Monday, the place was closed.
Wait a minute. So Sunday and Monday they shut Taos down for cleaning and stuff?
You know, the bed and breakfast and the hotels and stuff like
gotcha.
That. If you didn't get there by 10 o'clock, you couldn't get breakfast. You know, a lot of people sleep in after skiing, you know, for crying out loud.
Yeah, that's true.
So it was kind of an odd thing that way. But I personally felt good about being there with my family.
What about maybe we bring in a minor league franchise, you know, like the Taos Dukes? They used to be the Albuquerque Dukes.
Oh, the Isotopes.
They changed the Isotopes. I liked them as the Dukes. You know, and so maybe we could take that name.
I think it's Dukes.
The Taos Dukes. Huh. I think that would be good. And they play with the altitude. They'd get them ready. They could maybe that'd be a farm team for possibly Denver. Get them ready to play in that altitude.
Well, that's altitude. It's about 7,000 feet, 7,200 feet.
Do they have any sports besides skiing in Taos, or is that the main attraction?
Well, it's snow
driven
stuff, but
okay.
They have dune buggies and they have all kinds of stuff.
Did you ride any of those?
No.
Okay. All right. So we want to say hi to all of our listeners on Twitter. We're on Facebook Live, Twitch. We're on Periscope, Roku, Tiki Live, CRNTalk.com. And don't forget, we come to you every week on SiriusXM Channel 217, XM Channel 203. And if you're online with SiriusXM Channel 927, plus all the radio stations that pick it up here on Sports Byline as well. So that's pretty good stuff. On the show, we'll be going through your some of your emails, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. We got an anniversary picture and a lot of stuff to talk about. And, Fred, we have for you already now, there's some comments coming in. And this comes from Pamela, and she says, sad note here to start the show. Apparently, there was the passing of Frank Lupo, the creator of the Hunter TV series, passed away. I think you didn't know
when
about
it. When was that?
I guess while you were gone. I didn't know about it as well. That's sad news.
That's news to me.
Yeah. He was a good guy, huh? The guy created the series.
Yeah, very well. You know what's interesting about the backstory is that Frank's from New York, and so he came out as an independent writer, hooked up with Steve Cannell. Steve had like about 7-8 shows on the air during the 70s and the 80s, right?
Right.
So Frank wrote a spec script called The Hunter, and the spec script was put aside for a couple of years until the networks began running Clint Eastwood movies during sweeps week.
There you go.
In the L.A. area, so those episodes of Clint Eastwood and that character,
Dirty Harry,
beat everything the networks were doing. So Steve gets the idea. He says, Frank, don't you have a script in there that's kind of like along the lines of Dirty Harry stuff? He goes, yeah, it's called The Hunter. He goes, bring it over here. So they read it and said, let's tweak it a little bit and throw in a female actress and take it over to see Brandon Tartikoff. So they went over and they pitched it, and the guy says, yeah, make a pilot out of that. That's an interesting model, you know. So they did it and took off.
Being in the right place at the right time.
It's a great idea when others around you have great ideas.
And the ratings were big on the Dirty Harry movies. Now I understand there's some producers out there that are trying to put together a couple of royals that'll be interviewed by maybe a media expert, and they'll have this new show on television where they talk about the royal family and everything, and you know that scored big.
Fastball questions, by a little baseball term. Fastball questions, yes. By Oprah.
Yeah, that would be good.
We're going to get to the truth with Oprah. By God.
All right, Chris says she's in New York. She says hello to you. She says they're having a heat wave there. It was 62 degrees today in New York. Kathy says, hi, Fred, from Lawndale, your old haunting ground. And she's happy to be here with us. We got Bernard is chiming in. He's from Ottawa, Canada. And he says, Fred, with J.J. Watt coming to Arizona, do you think the NFC West is going to be the strongest division in the NFL? What's your thoughts on that?
Where did he go? Where did he actually wind up?
Arizona, I guess. Yeah.
Did he go to Arizona?
Yeah, that's what he's.
I think Arizona could possibly, suddenly get muscular, you know, as they say.
Should be good.
But he's a good player, and if people don't know already, you've got to control the line of scrimmage in that sport, and you need people like that to do it.
Yep.
And people that the teams that don't have that don't make it.
I agree with you. You're absolutely right. And we're going to get to some more football, but I got a baseball question for you while you were gone. And I was appalled by this vision that I saw this weekend. It was one of the early spring training games, the Dodgers playing the Texas Rangers. I was so upset by this, I tried to get a hold of Ron Say, longtime Dodger icon at third base. He played, I think, for the Cubs and a few other teams. But Dodger all the way. And here's what happened. And I don't know if you know about this because I was scratching my head. The Dodgers, it's like about the fourth inning, the Dodgers are losing 4-0. And they score a run, and now it's like 4-1. Runners on second and third, one out. Next batter comes up and hits, and he does a ground out, and I think another run may have scored or not. But I think there's still two men on. And the manager comes out from the Texas Rangers, and he says, well, that's it. And everybody walks off the field, and apparently – unbeknownst to me and maybe you, there's a new rule in spring training called the 21 pitch rule or 22. So if you're playing a spring training game and you're the manager and you don't think you have enough pitching to last the whole amount of innings that you've selected before the game, 7 innings, 8 innings, 6 innings, whatever it might be, you can call the inning. You can say uncle, and they switch sides. So they took the Dodgers out of a chance to score a couple of runs and actually win the game. I know it's spring training, but give me a break here. You can call uncle if the bases are loaded. I go, hey, a couple of you pitchers go hide out there in the bullpen, and I'll just tell them I don't have enough pitchers.
Is there a question in that?
That's the question. Have you heard of that rule, the uncle rule in spring training?
Well, yeah. Haven't you heard about that?
No, I haven't.
Haven't you heard about that?
You heard that, seriously.
If you're ahead, I don't know, it's four runs or whatever it is, and you're in the seventh inning, if you go to the seventh inning,
yeah,
you can say, that's it, we're out, we can flip it over. And it's between the managers.
It's how many pitches on the pitcher that
I don't know. It doesn't make any difference.
It's the pitchers. Yeah.
No, it doesn't make any difference.
So I talked to Mel. He says the pitchers. So if the pitcher throws at least 21 or 22 pitches – and you don't think you have enough people in the bullpen because you're going to have somebody else come in later on and there's so many innings left, you as the manager of your team can say, well, that's it. We're going to have to switch.
Yeah, that's right. But you don't have to ask permission to do it. You can do it. I saw a game here Sunday?
You might have been watching the same game.
Well, they played Oakland or somebody here recently.
Yeah.
And they were up 8-0. No, the Reds. They were up 8-0. They just said, see you later, Jim. And you know, why press it? You don't want to burn up pitchers doing that. That's why.
Well, I guess. And again, but back in the day when I used to watch it, you kind of looked and you saw how the new talent was going. Hey, look at the Orioles are doing really well in spring training. They might have a good year. You know, it doesn't count, but you at least kind of look at. You can't look at that graphic anymore. It doesn't mean anything.
Well, a lot of things don't mean anything.
I guess
I'm going to get into my at the break here. I'm going to contact my baseball expert and get to the bottom of this.
Okay, would you
I'll
do
have
that?
An answer.
You
I'm
have an answer when we come back. Okay, good.
I'm going to
all right.
An
settle
answer.
Back, everybody. Don't forget to email Fred Dreyer. D-R-Y-E-R, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Follow on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. We got your emails coming up here in the show. Plus, we're going to talk about opening day. We got some interesting stats here on fans, and this could be a good one. Stay with us in the Sports Lounge.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Back in the Sports Lounge, here's truly Michael Horn, the star of our show. Of course, the one and only Fred Dreyer. So did you check on that uncle rule for us a little bit there?
Yeah, Fred? I just got off the line with our expert, and basically he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. No, but you know what it is? It's a protection thing for both teams.
Yeah,
you know,
for the pitchers.
You're not going to burn up pitchers because you got four more innings to go, three more innings, and you're down by nine runs.
My competitive nature says if you got a couple of runners on base, fine. Go ahead and say uncle, but the two runners on base should score on your side. And they say, hey, we're going to give those two runs to the team that didn't call uncle. Otherwise, you can load the bases up and call uncle all day long.
Yeah.
They might, and you never know with the way management is in baseball nowadays. They may make that a national rule.
Hey, listen, you were going to talk. There's two things here in baseball. Yeah. That was one of them. There's three things, actually.
Three things, yeah.
Miami Marlins to use drone disinfectant program to clean ballpark this season.
This is a big one. This is, you know, for those of you at Dewey Pest Control, listen up to this thing. It's a drone disinfectant program, and they're going to use it at the Marlins Park in Miami this season. Licensed pilots, they have to be licensed. They're going to fly and use FAA-approved drone technology in the ballpark to apply a formula to large open areas that will inactivate pathogens, including coronavirus, according to the Marlins. The program is part of this new multi-year partnership with a pest control company in Florida. I bet they're sponsoring the ball games on TV and radio.
You know what you should do? Like I said, great ideas during times of great need. They should go to the border with that airplane.
And disinfect the entire border. Yeah.
Shouldn't they?
Yeah, and this is big for if they've got this already, can't we do this at our homes ourselves? You know, call Dewey Pest Control, and the drone control comes in and, you know, lays out a path of disinfectant to knock down the viruses.
You're going to need a translator to move people around in the right direction and have them like they're sunning themselves like that, and the airplane
fly. You could do that.
And then the airplane will fly over them and get the job done like that. Then you can get on with sneaking into the country.
Who needs the Elva cleaning company that we have here at CRM? Instead, you bring the drones in here and just lay a path.
She's got a hot list, believe me.
I'm telling you, there's a lot of stuff. Okay, so that's it. The other thing is, now this is another big story. Texas, because Texas and I don't know, was it Oklahoma or somewhere or Louisiana? The governors there said because cases are down in coronavirus that there's no mandate to wear the mask, that individual companies can still enforce wearing the mask, and a lot of places still are, but it's not going to be a government regulation. So the Texas Rangers have that brand new ballpark that did not get played in with a crowd last year as far as fans. So they're going to be able to possibly have a full house for their home opener next month, and it's a 40,518-seat stadium, and they're going to be able to put fans in there and maybe load it up. Now, they're still going to require people, I think, to bring a mask when they go in there, and of course, you can take the mask off when you're eating. But
Maybe.
But this is going to be they're going to operate at 100% capacity.
Yeah, I know. That's a great idea. I've made a note here, outside restaurant with the baseball game.
It's like what's going, that mean? What do you mean?
Well, I mean, it's you're actually going to a restaurant outside, and you happen to be playing a baseball game.
That's right. So you have your hot dogs or burgers.
You can have anything you want. And then, hey, by the way, there's some people out there playing baseball.
Yeah. So it's like, kind of like dining outside.
Well, right. It is. That's my point.
Yeah.
And
they're playing the
all
Toronto
outdoor
Blue Jays.
Sports can do this. Football can do it. And baseball can do it. Soccer can do it.
Let's hope that this comes to fore. This is good.
All outside sports.
The Rangers president of business operations said the team hopes to have this ready to go April 5th against the Toronto Blue Jays, and the local officials would be able to, the local officials could impose whatever mitigation strategies like reduced capacity if the virus hospitalizations exceed 15% of all hospital capacity in their region. Now, this is everybody working together. I kind of like this idea. It's like they'll keep an eye on it
to
see how it goes.
I do. Let's get the virus the hell out of here and play some baseball.
Remember, Dr. Fauci was at that Washington game where he was sitting with those people. He had his mask off. Remember that one?
But
they are going to say you wear the mask for the games when you go there, unless you're actively eating and drinking at your seats.
Well, I was coming back from Taos, New Mexico, Monday.
Yeah.
And they had snacks, and they were giving stuff out. People were drinking. I had some water.
This was on the plane, right?
I had some water. And the nurse, the woman comes by.
She looked like a nurse.
She looked like a nurse. She came. She was very adept at resuscitating you. Let's put it that way.
I don't want to hear about this. So she brought you snacks.
So she came by, and she passed out all the stuff. And then the guy comes on and says, "Would you please cover your mouth in between sips?"
This is the pilot that came on and said this. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Did you hear what I said?
Yeah. So you took a sip of water, and then you have to.
Then you have to cover it back up again to swallow. And then the next time you want some water, you got to take it down again.
Now, was the flight loaded up? Was it packed?
No. It had like 50 people on there.
Yeah. Well, you know.
And they were all scattered. You needed a telescope to see the guy sitting in the back near the bathroom back there.
And you've been on a lot of flights playing your playing days, I'll tell you.
Well, everybody's been on the flights, you know. I mean, to tell people that you have to wear a mask is one thing, and I did the whole time. But when I drank water, I didn't. And they come by remind you, remember, you got to put your mask on. I said, do you have a straw? That might help the situation. No, we don't carry straws because they're outlawed.
A lot has changed in the world. It really has. All right, let's get back to some comments here because a lot of people are chiming in a little bit here. And, boy, it's gotten red hot here, especially with the passing of Frank Lupo. And
Is there any information on that?
I got some for you. They missed you last week, they said here. And as we mentioned, Bernard from Ottawa was talking about Arizona. And James says, good afternoon from Arizona. Fred, I want to offer my deepest condolences to you, Stephanie Kramer, anyone else who worked with the creator of Hunter, the A-Team Riptide, Frank Lupo. I also want to know what you think of the Arizona Cardinals signing J.J. Watt. But Kathy said Frank Lupo passed away on February 18th. He was only 66 years old, according to Chris here. Right. So this is Tom Kay from Richmond, Virginia, retired gunny, watched Hunter in the 80s and enjoyed the reruns and still watches it on TV today.
Is that all is that all about Frank?
Yeah.
Is that it?
That's what we have from Frank over there.
What did it say, heart attack?
They didn't say what it is. Just 66 and passed away on February 18th. We'll try to – there'll be more up there for you, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That's a serious thing over there. Sorry to hear about that. 66 is too young.
Absolutely.
Trust me on that. Now, the Mets were in the news here since we're on baseball a little bit. And they, on Wednesday, apparently with no spring training games on their calendar, the Mets set up a drill. It was called the 27 outs game. And here's what it was. It required a team to record 27 outs without making an error. So the coaches, Luis Rivera and Tony Tarasco, were taking turns hitting fungos around the field, and the Mets' defense recorded out by out. And with one out left in the game, Tarasco set up a situation where the Mets were in Game 7 of the World Series, needing one out to win. And after a catch by the outfielder, the team decided to celebrate as if they had just clinched a title. And Michael Conforto was that outfielder. And they said, I thought Michael did a good job of simulating the catching and running back to in and everyone celebrating. It's fun times. That's what the Mets manager, Luis Rojas, said. It was an exciting camp day, probably the best I've seen that drill done in my youth coaching career.
Are you kidding with this?
This is a true story.
Are they going to get rings? Are they going to get rings? Look, if you got the whole thing going for you, don't stop now. Just give the whole group some rings and tell them to stay home.
This is what they do in spring training. Back in the day, I remember going to a luncheon at the Lions Club with Sparky Anderson and Tommy Lasorda, and Sparky on the side said, look, when we went to spring training, we had a day of sliding skills. That's all we taught was sliding. Nobody does that anymore. When I went to spring training, I remember years ago in Arizona, they had guys with cars driving them around, remote control cars in the outfield. There wasn't a serious kind of thing of really getting ready for the beginning of the season.
Well, I told you when we went out to Ram Camp down there.
Tell everybody.
A couple of years ago. When I was in the league from 69 to 81, the Rams had 9 working coaches.
Nine. Yes.
And you know, you can displace who they would be.
Right.
You know how many they have now?
How many?
30. 30!
And they don't do anything.
Every coach brought his neighbor and their cousins to act as a coach. Everybody. And guess what? Nobody teaches anything.
No.
Because half of those people are geared for position coaches. And the position coach is to teach fundamentals and techniques. I'm going to run this by our baseball expert to hear it to next break.
During the break?
And we're going to compare baseball to the idiots running football
now. When I was a kid, I always wanted to go to spring training at Vero Beach because I was a lifelong Dodger fan. I never did. I never went on there in my young age. And then I went to spring training and watched the Angels play, and that's when I saw Troy Percival, a reliever, was playing with his car in the outfield. And I thought, well, where's the running skills? Where's all this kind of stuff that you know, Sparky Anderson said? It didn't exist anymore. You got 30 coaches. When I went to your camp with the Rams, I expected, you know, football. Come on. They're going to tackling.
No.
They got these little rubber bands that they got. Like this, you know, and like that.
Well,
could do those exercises.
It's the collective bargaining agreement. We talked about this. You know, the guys come over to me and say, hey, Fred, how you doing? I said, great. Who's coaching this guy over here? What's this guy, this big fat guy, put on his cell phone? He's in full uniform, standing right over there.
Practicing
and he's
cell phone
texting.
Calls.
He's texting.
Texting skills.
While the team is running over there.
That's for those
of
you that
unbelievable.
Want to be on Twitter. That's why Twitter's important, so that you can go ahead and text it quickly during the in-between plays.
Well, you know, the gag is when the guy is hurt on the field, he comes off and goes into a boot on the sideline where he hides his phone, and he texts and goes on Instagram saying, I'll be out 2 weeks.
And we'll be out for
He's
a few minutes.
He's his own doctor.
We're taking a quick break. We'll be out for 3 minutes.
Do you own an annuity? Either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years. People have trusted Renewal by Andersen for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code TRUNK for a 50 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 75 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code TRUNK for a 50 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRUNK.
We're back in the sports lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the star of our show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the iconic Fred Dreyer.
Hey, listen, I just got off the phone with my deep
baseball expert.
With my deep voice, baseball expert,
yeah.
and he just says just what I thought.
What?
That there's a lot of standing around out there. The fundamentals aren't covered as much as they should be, used to be. And so it's not unlike the football situation. And this leads me to, I made a little note here, this leads me to the topic
exercise?
No, we'll
do it for us. Show us what it is.
Go ahead to the next question. I'll think of it.
Yeah, think about
collective bargaining agreement.
Yeah.
Okay, the collective bargaining agreement has now the owners. This was when Gene Upshaw was the head of the players' union.
Right.
And he went to the owners, or the owners went to him and said to him, you got to deliver these players. We want to sign a 10-year deal, not a 5-year deal. We want a 10-year deal. But here's what you got to do. You got to promise me you got to deliver them. And when they show up, they're going 10 straight years without any interruptions, no strikes of any kind. You know, we got a big, big, big TV package coming. This
sure.
is when all the money started to hit. That's
yeah.
why they're making $30 million, $40, $50 million.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And guys who are free agents are pulling up in camp in Bentleys. Did you hear me?
I heard you.
All right.
Bentley.
So that's where we are, and that's the emphasis of the sport from the player standpoint. So none of this stuff, none of the discipline, none of the tackling skills, none of the popsicle drill or the big spring-loaded bag,
right.
none of the stuff that teaches you
that went away
to tackle.
Right.
That's all gone now because they don't want to do it. And if you make them do it, they're going to strike. So there's the mentality. So remember the kid that got paralyzed, the Steeler, on Monday Night TV?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That guy, he's doing okay now. He's getting a lot better. But that guy, they ran it back in slow motion. And we talked about this. This guy ducked his head like this. It went like that. And all these muscles are supposed to hold your neck over your skull, the skull over the spine. All of those were flaccid, and his neck dropped, and he cracked his neck, and he was paralyzed for a month.
Yep.
So now he's okay. Anyway, the point is that none of this
skills.
Stuff, none of this stuff is being the
like,
players.
Yeah.
It's not a service to
it's
these
like
players.
Like sliding in baseball. Everybody's just saying, oh, you had a head first dive. Shouldn't do that.
Well,
now
yeah,
nobody says anything because everybody head first dives into the bag.
Yeah, well, let them do it. Yeah. I mean, look, playing aggressively is all part of it. But, you know, if you want to slide left or right, in and out, that's up to you. But the point is, you better damn well do it full speed.
Exactly. All right, we got some fan mail here for you. Deborah says you're a compassionate, loving actor. God bless you, Fred. Gary says, hello, Fred. I live in Belgium.
Is that your neighbor?
I'm 2 meters tall. He says, I have had complexes about my tall size when I was a teenager. Then, one day, I saw you in a series and I gained confidence. You switched my life. Thanks to you. Thank you. And that's Gary that said, because of your...
Gary from Belgium?
Yes.
Well, God bless you. Thank you, Gary.
Katie says, I loved your show. I still watch it. Michelle said, hi, Fred. I'm Michelle, one of your biggest fans. I love the show, Hunter. I love you and Stephanie Kramer a lot.
Yep,
you're both
great.
Terrific. And Hunter and Charles Hallahan was my favorite captain, too. I also loved him. I've seen every episode of Hunter. And I do hope to meet you and Stephanie one day, too. Hope you and your family are doing great during these times with COVID. And you are, because you just went to a family reunion.
Right, exactly. That's good. And Charlie Hallahan was a terrific actor and a great friend. And he died Thanksgiving morning on his way over to a family gathering.
Yep. And we, Chris said, Stephanie Kramer's got more for you. Frank Lupo had been sick for a long time, but they always managed to connect by phone. His cause of death was not disclosed, but they say, Kathy said he died at his home in Florida, according to his sister, Linda, who's a member of the Vermont House of Representatives, and he died from cardiac arrest.
Yeah.
So... we got to the bottom of it. That's something else. Now, let's get into, sorry to hear about that passing. Let's get into a picture that was sent to us this week, and maybe you can describe this in, to our radio audience, since this is on the video. February 25th, 1989, the milestone 100th episode of Hunter was shown, and they say, here's some photos of the celebration with the cast, crew, and at the time, Mayor Tom Bradley of Los Angeles.
Yep. So, Mayor Tom was a big fan. He did a lot of things to help us get clearances for permits.
Really?
You know, to sell, to shoot anything today, you know, you've got to have the whole thing wired in. And at that time in the 80s, 84 to 91, when they were making this show, the you needed to we had Daryl Gates. We had him sign off on saying you could use the actual badge, which is what
So the police chief signed off.
And Dragnet and Hunter were the only ones who were able to use the real badge.
Really?
That's right.
That's pretty good.
And that was because of the help from Daryl Gates and Mayor Tom. He did a great job. He was a big fan of the show. And it mattered to me that we did the show. And we used real badges. We used real, you know, Sam Browns, the real equipment. And we did things according to the book, procedure-wise.
Look at you, dressed up with a suit and a tie. Stephanie Kramer looking great. Stephen J. Kennel is sitting there. And now take a look at you. You're with the Marymount College sweatshirt.
Yeah, but I'm comfortable.
Well, you are. It's good. And people want
more comfortable than
they
me.
They want that sweatshirt. People are just wanting that.
Yeah, you can go to, you know where you get them.
Where?
You can get them at Marymount College.
Well, why don't you get them and we'll
see what it says, Marymount College?
I see that.
Go to the college and go to the sweatshirt section and you'll get
one. It's good to know. We appreciate that. It's good information to have.
Thank you.
All right, we got another question here from Jeff, or a comment anyway. He says he's in Redondo Beach. He loves season 3 of your show. He says, makes me proud to be an Angeleno. You and Stephanie Kramer worked well together on the Public Safety Commission. Wish we could get you to attend a meeting. He's on the Public Safety Commission, obviously.
Yeah.
And we'd like you to attend a meeting to weigh in on a few things.
I would do that.
Now, Jeff could be a little confused because he said he's also born in Chicago. And,
Does he want me to come to Chicago?
Well, he says, shame on you for pulling a safety on the Bears twice in one game.
No, it was Green Bay.
Green Bay. You
had to straighten him out.
So there you go, Jeff. You should be happy. The dreaded Green Bay Packers were the ones. Two safeties in one game with two different quarterbacks, as I recall.
That's right, Mike. Very
Jim
good.
Jim Delgazzo, and who was the other guy? I always forget.
Scott Hunter.
Yeah, he also
How could you forget that name?
He was in the pilot of Star Trek, I think, Scott Hunter.
Yes.
Oh, that was Jeffrey Hunter. Okay. Two bad guys at car seat at the same time when you're Hunter induction seat. Well done, Mr. Dreyer. He loves the series and
good.
Watching it. And then we found out that it is on Tubi and it's on the Peacock app. If you download that, and it's free, you don't have to pay for that.
Yep.
You just download the Peacock app and you can watch all the Hunter series.
Yeah, and believe me, today you can get anything streamed. 24/7, no matter where you are in the world. I've had people, you know, come up to you in Taos this last week and say, I'm a big fan of the show. I watch it all the time. And he holds up a cell phone.
Watches it right there.
Up and down.
I downloaded the Ron Say app because I'm a big Dodger fan, and they have streaming double plays started by Ron Say, and it just goes on forever. I'm telling you, there's so many great plays.
He's also a beanball expert.
Well, he got hit in the World Series, and I'm telling you, I talked to Ron Say about this at one point. He said, you know, if it was today's rules, he wouldn't have been able to play, but it was up to him to make the decision, even with Lasorda badgering him to come back and play. Ron had to make the decision to come back.
And he did, and they won.
And said, luckily, he got a hit the first time up, and that gave him confidence. That's a player.
Yankee Stadium.
Exactly, right? That's a player. And he said there was an extra off day that gave him some time.
That was 81. That was 81, wasn't it?
Everything there is to know about
that was
Ron.
81, Mike. Yeah.
It was 81, yeah, Mike, the big 81. Series, yeah.
Yeah, 81.
It was a good one, yeah. And, of course, I don't know anything about you in the Super Bowl, but I know that was around, what, 79, was it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. With Frank Corral he missed a few of those kicks, didn't he?
Yeah, and Frank came off as he missed the extra point. It should have been 7-0.
Yeah.
And the point spread was 12.5.
And he screwed up the point spread.
And he dumped the point. So he's walking back, and behind our bench, from there to the wall, is about 300 hardcore murdering gamblers.
Yeah.
When he missed that, where I was standing, I moved all the way down to the end of the bench. And the people there, I turned around. I've never seen such ugliness.
They did that.
It was full-out war. They were yelling things at Frank, and Frank came off, and I said, nice going, Frank. You screwed this whole Super Bowl up.
And you got on Vince Ferragamo, I think, one time when he threw an interception, wasn't that?
He threw it to Jack Lambert.
Yeah.
Right at the most inopportune time.
And
he came off, and we were standing there, and I said, Vinny, it's the horns, the ram horns. Throw it to the dopes with the ram horns.
That's it. And that's the key. And that helped him, I think, in his career.
Yeah, it helped him get into the real estate business.
Thank you very much. All right, you can email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Anything else we have to comment on? Did we look through all this here? I know there's a lot of things going on. Dak Prescott, you know, has finally signed his deal with Dallas.
Let me ask you a question.
160 million. A little more than you made.
3 years. Yes, 3 years ago.
Yeah.
He started negotiations.
Correct.
And nothing except for franchising him these last couple of years had been done.
Right.
So it's all said and done.
Mm-hmm.
You treat your quarterback. You give him. You push him through the hard spots.
Right.
And you don't pay him for 2 years. Then you say, okay, we'll give you everything you want. That's Jerry Jones.
Is that right?
That's Jerry Jones.
Okay, so he did it. It includes a league record $126 million guaranteed.
Yeah, good for him.
$42 million per season for the first 3 years, and it could total $164 million with incentives.
Yeah, he'll get all of that. And he got everything he asked for.
Plus, I think he's got a shot there to be a spokesperson for Solar Optimum, too.
Yeah, sure he does.
I think that was part of the deal that they wrote in there and took it there.
You were asking me about what we have left here on the stack.
Some things you wanted
There's
to talk
a
about.
Thing here on Kobe Bryant.
Oh, yeah. You wanted to talk about this. Is a sad thing. Ugh.
Yeah. Here's the deal here. Yeah. Judge rules California deputies who shared photos of Kobe Bryant crash can be publicly named.
Yeah.
And they should be. Don't you think?
Yeah, they took the picture. I mean, the man
is
dead.
You know what a coward act that is?
His family,
that little 13-year-old girl and the whole family, everything. It's not good. You know something else?
What?
It's not good, not only because Kobe's famous, world famous, but it's such a low thing to do at a very difficult time in this country's
Everybody's having
a tough time with a lot of things, you know, and that's okay.
We're worried about police.
No, we'll work it out. We'll work it out. Yeah. But, you know, the cops, you know, who show up on a scene, take photographs and then say, hey, look at this. That doesn't work.
It doesn't work for me either. Too much family members there. That's just not a good scene.
Well, God bless the family. And Let's you know, if you're talking about justice today, that's what they always do.
Yep.
This is part of that.
Let's
drag these guys out and shine the light on them and ask them for not only an apology, but you know, it's just too much. Anyway, God bless Kobe and his daughter and the family.
Coming up, final segment here in the Sports Lounge. Stay with us, Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, coming to you from CRN.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge, final segment of the show. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. And if we can, let's just clear the boards here one more time with some comments. Roman Gabriel III is tuned in to your show today.
Roman Jr.
Yeah, it's good. Sharon from Dallas, Texas says, all right, Dak is signed, and she says hello. Yeah.
By the way, Junior, I hope Dad's fine. I know he's back there, I think he's in North Carolina, I believe.
Yeah, and finally, Tom says, Fred, how much did you weigh during Hunter versus your playing days?
Oh, I don't know. Within a couple of pounds.
That's what I thought. Lois says, hi from Wisconsin. Cindy says, hi, Fred and Mike. Fred, did your daughter ever appear on a Hunter episode? Well, that's a good question.
She was three, and her mom brought her to the set, and she was in one of the wide shots, you know, being interviewed by one of the police officer in the background.
That's good.
And so she was sitting on the desk, you know, looking around and stuff. So she had
fun. I didn't know you at that time, but I'm sure you would have invited me to come on one of these.
Well, not necessarily, though, Mike.
maybe on the 100th episode, and we have that picture back up again.
When
with
we
Hunter.
Do 500 episodes, you're in the show.
Really? Oh, I'd be in there on the 500th? That's good. Okay. All right, real quick. You got 30 seconds.
Okay,
more
look,
comments on this
top
milestone.
Left hand. Top left hand. Garrett Morris, Charlie Hallahan, Stephanie Kramer, me, Steve Cannell, Warren Littlefield, head of NBC, and our mayor,
Tom Bradley. We'll put this and post it up at the Fred Dreyer website so you can all see it, those of you that didn't have the actual video here of the show. But that's one of the reasons why you should watch us on Twitter, Roku, Facebook Live, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Don't forget, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him. He reads those emails, Fred Dreyer, crntalk.com. And possibly, if you go shooting again, I might be in the Hunter 500th episode.
Yeah, well, that's something to work out for.
Look forward to that. It's really proud to work with you, Fred.
Thanks so much.
Final thoughts from you on the show?
It's great to be back from Taos, and we will see you all next time.
Hey, don't forget to email Fred, FredDreyer@crntalk.com. We're here with you every week at this time on radio, on Sports Byline, Sirius XM, CRN Talk. Thanks so much for joining us.